Sunday Shield Game.
איזה סלימה לגמור את סקשה ולך זה זוז עם אימן לוקט לגמור את סקשה זה דבלמק החובינמון מדין אין המסייע פה יותר משבוע זה עושי טייספס ובחינם דוחק לפורש כן דאוך לפורך שפי דאף אגב דין מיקחוי ביודו נאמנו כאידכו והמי שניים נשבועים אוי סוי שהמויכר מסייו ייפוטו משבוע ואידוך ישוב השבוע די רייסה זאת אגמור אז כאשר איז לדבל המקח דמויכר רבי נאמון על צעיד המסייע דבל המקח רבי נאמון על צעיד המסייע דבל המקח רבי נאמון על צעיד המסייע to patter the one that he said that it belongs for him he will get his half and he will not have to make a shvua and the other person that the aid is against him will have to make a shvua day reise will have to make a shvua day reise So the Pashtas Advarim we mentioned, Rab Kiva Eger. Says Pshat. Zog Rab Kiva Eger that Tezis is really asking Kilo two Kashas. Mashma de Gamizei Yesh Kushi. De Mashmoz de Masnisi in de Shvua Shneim Shovim. ושניהם דרבונו זאת רב כבהגר פשט אין תספץ ותספץ לורס פשט אין דגמורי ונחזה זוזים עם הנוקת דבל המקח הבי נאמון what is the קשה דבל המקח הבי נאמון the קשה is דבל המקח says I sold it to one person what is the case David Klopp, שניים אויחזים בתלוס, זוהי מרקולו שלי וזוהי מרקולו שלי. The Balamekach says, it belongs to only one of them. Now the din of the Mishnah is, זה נשבע חצי ונויטל חצי, וזה נשבע יחלויקו בשבוע. פרק דגמורי, if the Balamekach says it belongs to one, so that half that he gets without a שבוע, and the other guy that gets a half, will have to make a שבוע די רייסה, that half belongs to him. So it's two kashas. Why the Mishnah steht yachloiku b'shvua? B'shvua de Rabbonon. First, the one that the aid is mesayeh to him. Or b'potu m'shvua. Aid is mesayeh, patos m'shvua. And the one that the aid is against him, Moshe. Ruben m'shimon are fighting on the talis. Zoy merkulo sheli v'zoy merkulo sheli. The Baal HaMekach says belongs to Ruben. So the kash is a double kash. First, Ruben doesn't have to make a shvua. Why Reuven doesn't have to make a shvua? Because the Eid says that belongs to Reuven. If the Eid says that it belongs to Reuven, so Reuven has Eid and Messiah to his half. Even that the Eid says that everything belongs to him. But at least to the half that he's taking as Yachloiku, the Eid and Messiah will patter him in shvua. So Reuven will take Chetzi without a shvua. And Shimon will have to make a shvua der reise that a half belongs to him because it's the aid against him. So this is the kasha that Reuven will be potum mishvua der reise and Shimon will have to make a shvua der reise. Reuven will be potum mishvua. And Rabbi Vega says and Tesis means to ask both kashas. One kasha is that it's why the first guy makes a shvua. Second kasha is why the second guy makes a shvua de rabbonon. Who said it's the rabbonon? Zok Rab Kiva Eger, mashma de gamizor yokushio. The mashmos de masnisin, the shvua shneim shovim shneim de rabbonon. Emel Rab Kiva Eger frek ta kasha. Emel Rab Kiva Eger frek ta kasha. This is the avon of Rab Kiva Eger. Frek de Meiri brings it down. And the Meiri shlugs up. And he says like this. וחכמי האחרונים שבצופס מפורשים אויסו בשייר על המויכה. לא לעניין ליצוע הסמומת. שכל שאין ביודע אינו נמו. אלא שאם יודע לגור המייד אחות, דאם, והרי זה שאומרו הם מיקחו ביודע פירוש כשני עדים. ואם כן, איך זה זוזי ממה נוקת? והיה. נמון להוב ישו מכחישו לשבוע סתירה ושהוא מסייר ייתו אל חצי ולא ישבוע יהיה נמון בכך להוב ישו מכחישו לשבוע סתירה ושהוא מסייר ייתו אל חצי ולא ישבוע ומכל מקום אם זאת דמהירי אני נדמסקי מוטייספס שהרי אין זו בשבוע סיידך עוד דעלמה ששבוע סיידך עוד ליפטרי ולא ליטר הידך עוד is only name on ליפטרי not ליטר and I will explain if two people are fighting Reuben comes over to Shimon and tells Shimon your house is mine your talis is mine Shimon tells him sorry I'm wearing it it's mine Reuben brings the הידך עוד that the talis is his Again, Reuben comes out to Shimon, your talis is mine. Your talis is mine. Shimon says, no, my talis is mine. Taloch is Reuben can't be moitzi mishimon bichlal. Reuben can't be moitzi mishimon bichlal. Reuben goes and he brings a hidecho that the talis is his. The taloch is, Shimon has to make a shvua. Shimon has to make a shvua that the talis belongs to him. And if Shimon does not make a shvua, he has to give the talis to Reuben. This is the halacha of Eidecho. That is very clear. Reuben comes over to Shimon, your talis is mine. Shimon is wearing it. Zog Shimon, ma pitof? Don't have to give it to you. But if Reuben has a Eidecho that is mesayeh to him, he's mechayev Shimon shvua deri reise, and after he's mechayev Shimon shvua deri reise, Other Shimon makes a shvua and keeps his talis, or he has to go and give his talis to Reuben. That's in the halacha. So when you have a hidechot against Shimon, other Shimon gives the talis to Reuben, other Shimon gives the talis to Reuben, other he makes a shvua and he keeps the talis. In the shvua, he keeps the talis. So the halachah of the Eidechot is mechayev shvua, the hainu, he comes over to a person, the talis is not yours. The guy makes a shvua to hold on to his talis. If he doesn't make a shvua, he has to give the talis. It's called, Eidechot is mechayev shvua, Shimon has to make a shvua that the talis is his, that he's allowed to keep his talis. If he makes a shvua and he keeps his talis, the talis stays his. If he doesn't make a shvua, he has to give the talis. So this is the yosei that Eidechot is mechayev shvua, as oy tishava, oy tishava. This is the koyach of the Eidechot. So the moshe. So we said, a normal case is very good. But the Eidechot is never mechayev shvua to a person, and duch the shvua, the person could collect. The hainu. Reuben and Shimon are fighting. Reuben tells Shimon the talis belongs to me, the same case. So we said the Eidechot says, no, the talis belongs to Reuben. So who has to make a shvua? Shimon has to make a shvua, it's sheker, the talis is mine, I'm allowed to keep it up. Let me tell him, Shimon doesn't want to make a shvua. Reuben says, I will make a shvua, and I will take the talis from Shimon. Instead of Shimon making the shvua, and keeping the talis, I said, no, Shimon, no, Shimon, it's not fair, don't make a shvua. I will make a shvua and I'll collect the talis, it works or not. Again, Reuben is fighting with Shimon. And he says, Shimon, your talis is mine. And the Eidechot says, Reuben is right. So the koyach of the Eidechot is to approach Shimon, make a shvua, and hold on to your talis. So Reuben, no, 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 I don't want Shimon to make a shvua. I know he's a shak and a ganev. He will make a shvua sheker. I want to make a shvua that the talis belongs to me and I will take it. Shimon says, no, I'll make a shvua that the tal is in mine and it will stay by me. The halacha is it stays by Shimon. The Eidechot could never give a krech to a person to collect with shvua. The Eidechot only has the koyach to make a person to make a shvua to leave by him what he has b'shvua. But he never gives a krech to a different person to collect b'shvua. Meile frek de Meiri, Taisa says that the Gemara's kasha is that Stein merges in Metallis, and the Eidechot says belongs to Reuven. So there's two questions. First, that Reuven will take a chetzi without a shvua, because the halacha Eida Mesayah is poiter mishvua, and chutz that Eida Mesayah is poiter mishvua, and Reuven will take a chetzi without a shvua. The kasha is that Shimon will have to make a shvua deraisa and his chetzi and collect his chetzi. Right, this is the discussion. Frek de Meiri, Shimon cannot collect the chetzi b'shvua deraisa. The Eidechot can never mechayev a shvua and make the guy to collect with the shvua. So how Teisa says that this Eidechot will patter the first person Eida Mesayah if he potur b'shvua. The Eilam Esayah will pater him b'shvua, and chutz that Eilam Esayah will pater him b'shvua, he will make Shimon to make a shvua deraisa. And Echud Alamol only helps Shimon to say, I don't have to give. Or Reuven. Reuven doesn't have to give. But to collect b'shvua? That Shimon could, and the shvua could collect, that Shimon could collect b'shvua, that the Eidechot can do. The Eidechot doesn't have a koyach. So the Meiri is chaylek and teisvitz. This is the lashon of Meiri. Ve'oi, sh'ari ein ze kishvu as Eidechot ha'alme, sh'shvu as Eidechot li'ipoter. Ve'ni, ve'loi li'itoy. Ve'loi li'itoy. The koyach of the shvu ve'Eidechot, it's shvuas haniftorim, not shvuas hanoitli. You can't be noitel b'shvuah v'Eidechot. So how Tesis could say that the Gemara is kasha? Again, Tesis did not have to say that. Tesis could have said that the Iker kasha of the Gemara is that the Eidah Mesayah will just Mesayah. Again, he says like Reuven, that Reuven, that he says that the Talis belongs to Reuven. So the chetzi that Reuven is taking, normally he has to make a shvuah. Now Reuven will not make a shvua. But that Shimon, the chelik that Shimon is taking, that Shimon will have to make a shvua, and to be a shvua deraisa, that cannot be. This is the Meiri's kasha and Tesis. Zok devel. So what is the machleikis? The Meiri with Tesis. Tesis does ask the kasha, that the Gemara is asking, that the Eida Mesayah will pater Reuven michatzi shvua and will make Shimon to make a shvua deraisa. Zog devel. The machleikis says, what is the shvua of the Mishnah? Is shvua saniftorim or shvua sanoitlim? And I want to be masbir and maimi de chakire. What is the shvua of the Mishnah? Shvua saniftorim or shvua sanoitlim? Abu masbir. Shtayim oichzim betalis. Zoyim erkulo sheli vezoyim erkulo sheli. Yachloiku. How we look at this shtayim oichzim betalis? Our masbut in one way. We masbut in a lot of ways. One masbut in the easy way. We could look that everyone has a chatzi talis. Zem muhzak bechetzi vezem muhzak bechetzi. So be'etzem, everyone has a chetzi. They want to go home? And tell them you can't go home, make a shvua. If you don't make a shvua, you can't take it. But ba'etzim, it's already by him. So the shvua is only to leave it by him. Doesn't make a shvua, will not leave it by you. Make a shvua. Other name, shtayim oichzim betalis, everyone is holding the whole thing. So the half that you want to take, you're going to grab it out from the other person. You want to take it from the other person. This is called Shvuah Sanoitli. already mentioned a lot of times when we started this man, what a case of Shavuos Hanoitlim. To make it clear, what is Shavuos Hanoitlim? So when you go to the store and you write, you know, you take and credit, so the guy writes down how much you owe him. Then he comes over to you at the end of the month, you owe $1,000. So I think only $500. So Chazal say, Chen v'ni al pinkosoi, he makes a shvur that you owe him $1,000 and he collects $1,000. You know what? Don't take a credit. This is the way Chazal told him. This is Shavuos Hanoitlim. Not, again, he's not coming to collect from you. And you say, no, shvur, I fought you, I don't owe you. He says, you owe me, he makes a shvur and he collects. How we look at Shtai Moirzim? We look at Shtai Moirzim. Both of them, everyone is holding a chetzi, and the mele, they want to keep what they have in their hands. They want to keep what they have in their hands. This is Shavuos Aniftorim. Everyone wants to keep in his hands what he has in his hands. Shavuos Aniftorim. Other kol echad oiches bekuloi, and everyone is trying to take out that half from his other friend. And b'shvua, he takes out a half. Even the half that he has, the other guy is also holding on to it. Both are holding on everything. So if you want to be moitzi that half, you have to make a shvua. This is called Shavuos Hanoitlim. This is called Shavuos Hanoitlim. Zog de Welt, this is the Machlekes, Meiri and Teisus. Teisus looks on it like Shavuos Haniftorim. Shtai Moichzim is a Shavuos Haniftorim. Everyone already has a chetzi. And the Meiri looks on it like Shavuos Hanoitlim. That be'etzem everyone is mazik the whole thing, and you have to be moitzi, even the half that you want to take, you have to be moitzi, and Chazal said you can be moitzi b'shvur. Rav Kiva Eger, in Ksav Echoysom, is Rishim as Talmidi, the daily shir from Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger here spoke out the daily shir, this Machakire, I don't want to understand exactly, maybe it was a miftorin. So Rav Kiva Eger said, I'll give you a poem of Sholim to understand. Shtai Moichzim Metalis, and the guy says, I don't want to make a Shavua. No one. As I'll say, I don't want. The Aloch is in Shavua de Rabbonon, not in Shavua de Reise. Shavua de Reise, Moidim and Mikzas, if he doesn't make a Shavua, he pays. If the Idechot comes over to you and you don't make a Shavua, you pay. And the Shavua de Rabbonon, if you don't want to make a Shavua, you don't pay. Basin make a Nidui, Meshantinele. But if you don't want to make a shvua, they don't force you to pay. Meshamtin alei, but they can't force you to pay. So what would be if Shai Moichzim, the guy doesn't want to make a shvua? So if it's shvua san iftorim, well, they consigns against him, put him in a nidui, oh, but he gets a half of the talis. But if it's shvua san oitlim, he can't take it without a shvua. You know what? You can't. It's like the chenveni. If he doesn't want to make a shvua, he can't collect the money that he claims that he owe him. They gave him a koyach to collect it with a shvua. So if it's shvua san iftorim, if he doesn't want to make a shvua, he will keep the half without a shvua. Masha'enken, if it's shvua san oitlim, if he doesn't want to make a shvua, he can't collect. We'll go one more after a minute. What about if the guy is choshut? The guy already lied 50 times in the Beis Din. So the Aloha choshut, you don't give him a shvua. On Chal Shabbos, you don't give him a shvua. So Shtayim Moichzim Betalis, and as if one guy is a choshut, what do you do? If it's shvua san iftorim, I'm potu. Chazal want b'shvua de Rabbonon. I can't make a shvua, so I don't make a shvua. What I can do? But if it's shvua san loitlim, but you can't take without a shvua. So the Shaila, how to look at the Shavua of Shtayim Moichzim? Teisus learned that the Shavua is an iftorim. We look at the Talis Be'etzim, Lekol Echad Yesh Chetzi. Just Chazal want the Shavua Shalo Yeh, Kol Echad Oilech, they want the Shavua. If I can't, I can't. But Meile, the aid comes and patters me. And the other guy needs the Shavua Dei Reise to keep that half by him. So one guy with Eid Echot says that belongs to Reuven. So Reuven keeps his half by him. And Shimon, if he wants to keep the half by him, he makes a shvua d'oraisa. The same thing, the Idechot come and said, the talis doesn't belong to Shimon, it belongs to Reuven. Shimon makes a shvua san iftorim, and he leaves the talis by him. Lashaygin the Meir learned, so Shvuas HaMoitli. I have to collect. It's not by me. It's because both of us are holding. It's by Yenem. It's Shvuas HaMoitli. So Ruben could be part of the Shvuah. And they do Messiah. But you can't say that they dechad of Mechayev Shimon a Shvuah deraisa to collect with Shvuah. Because Eidechot is not, Eidechot never comes and gives a person a koyach to collect with a shvuah. The koyach of the Eidechot is alemol to pater, but not to collect. This is the Meiri's kasha and tesis. As I saw in the Sefer Azri Berab is ma'arich to meyase that shitas a tesis that eila mesayeh that shvuas a mishneh is shvuas a niftorim. Shvuas HaMishneh, Shvuas HaNiftorim. And Shitas HaMeiri, that it's a Shvuas HaNoitli. And we have a couple tesis in that we saw that Shvuas HaNiftorim. If you remember the beginning of Zman, the first shir of Zman, tesis asked why Baba Metzia is after Baba Kamet. And Taisa said, because in Baba Kama it finishes with Chalukas Nesoiras, so here is also Psachaluka. And the Ran said, because Baba Kama finishes with Shvuas HaNoitlim, so we mamshich with the Shvuah. So we said, Taisa did not say like the Ran, because Taisa learned our Mishnah Shvuas HaNiftorim. It can be a Hemshech to Shvuas HaNoitlim. So he doesn't say the last Mishnah, he goes back to the middle of Baba Kama, with Yudalit. Instead of finishing in the end of Baba Kama, Mashiach and the Ran learned by us is Shvuas HaNoitlim. Like the Ran himself says, Shikolechot Muchzak Behakoyim, that it's called Shvuas HaNoitlim. So he answers, but Metzia finishes with Shvuas HaNoitlim. Here, why do we go with Shvuas HaNoitlim? We saw Taisis calls it Migul HaHoitzi, the Pashas we saw in Taisis, because everyone is Muchzak in Chetzi. So it's called, it's the Pashas Loshna Taisis, then everyone is Muchzak in Chetzi. So you Moitzi from him this Chetzi, and he's Moitzi from you. So Shait Klorin Tesis that everyone has a chetzi. Shait Klorin Tesis that everyone has a chetzi. Zay Shait. Also the Tesis before it's Mashma like that, that when it's no Moira Heter, Mashma and Tesis that we have a tzad that he really thinks that he picked it up together. So V'yachlei Kubalei Shvuah. So Tesis learns this is the Pashtus. That Shvuas Shtayim Moichzim is Shvuas HaNiftorim, because everyone already has a Chetzi, and it just makes a Shvuah to keep it by him. Mashiach and the Meiri learned that it's a Shvuas HaNoitlim, and while the Meiri learned that it's a Shvuas HaNoitlim, you mainly ask the Kasha, how you can Mechayev this person a Shvuah, the Reise, the Eidechot Mechayev Shvuah, the Reise to this person, and Eidechot cannot be Mechayev a Shvuah that collects. This is the Pashtus. But, Zogdevel, the Goen and Simon Pei Zion, Seivo, the halacha is, thesis is mechadish that Eina Messiah patus mishvua. It's a big chidush. You know, Eidechot could be mechayev shvua. Thesis is mechadish, the second level, not only that Eid could be mechayev shvua, Eina Messiah could patu mishvua. But this is the chidush of thesis. That Eina Messiah could pater mishvua. The shaila is, Eina Messiah could pater mishvua. What is the pshat Eina Messiah paters mishvua? The normal cases, a person is moide b'miktas. He has to make a shvuah. Only 100. Oh, 50. So I have to make a shvuah that only 50. Zog day, I also know that it's only 50. He doesn't have to make a shvuah. A shomer. Where's the chayfet? Get stolen. Make a shvuah. The Eidechot saw that it's stolen. Eidechot Messiah, patu mishvuah. What would be if it's a chenveni that he's going to collect millions? You tell him, want to collect, make a shvuah. Says the Eidechot says the guy owes me. So the Eidechot Messiah could patter even b'shvuas HaNoitlim, and I could collect without a shvuah or not. A big machlekes. The Ramo and Simon Peizayin Tzivov is mechadesh, not only in shvuas HaNiftorim, Eidechot Messiah patters mishvuah, even b'shvuas HaNoitlim, Eda Mesayeh Patras Mishmur. Why it's even, and I will explain very poshut. We'll see later the Chiras. Rav Reuven. When Eidechot comes to Mesayeh, I'm a Shoyna. I lost the Chayfetz. Where's the Chayfetz? Got lost. Make a Shmur. Eid says, okay, he's right. So what the Eid says? You potu. Hashem said, I need a Shmur. The Eid said, I'm okay. Hashem says, if I have a aid, I'm okay. Now, Chen v'ni, Chazal said, with a shvua, he could collect. The Eidechot is Messiah, but he gives me a koyach, kiilu I made a shvua to collect. They led the Chen v'ni, they led the guy that gave credit, to come and take money with a shvua. I didn't make a shvua. Chazal said, b'shvua I could take. I didn't do it. Maybe it could pattern me from the chi of shvua. A shomer is chayav shvua. Comes the eid mesayeh potu. Shomer is metalis potu. But when you want to collect, Chelvini wants to collect. To say that eid mesayeh will pattern even in shvua sanoitli, and we'll see it's a big machlekes. But the Ramo says that yes. Venir elizok the Ramo sheid mesayeh patu mishvua lo irak b'shvua saniftori. אלא אפילו בשבוע עשנו איתמי. אפילו בשבוע עשנו איתמי. Not everyone is masking. And again, I'm saying, below this, it's a huge chiddush. I can hear, you chayv shvua. And the aid helps me, so I'm not chayv. Why I'm chayv shvua? I'm a shoymer. Where is the achrayas? The aid says that I'm okay. So the teire says I'm okay. But when I want to collect b'shvua, and we'll see that the achroyim will say that the gedder of the aid of Messiah is ki'ilu I made a shvua. So there's a lot of nafkeminis in that. To see, together. Zog de Goen, what is the mokor that Eidah Messiah patterns, and even when I need to collect, the Eidechot comes, and Kiilu I made a shvur, and I could collect. Zog de Goen, I am Taisus Bobi Metzir, Beis Amut Beis, Dibor Hamaschil Velechzi, Taisus says that Reuven is potum mishvur, because Eidah Messiah. And he's going and he's collecting. Taisus the Goyen learns that everyone is Neitel, he's not Nifta. So the Goyen, Taisus says that if the Eidah Messiah will make an Eidus like Reuven, he would not have to make a Shvua. If the Balamekach will say that Reuven picked it up, Reuven doesn't need to make a Shvua. There's a Taisus. The Eidah Messiah says that Reuven. He said, Shimon had to make Shmuel Reise. But the aid that says that Reuven is right, that Taisus, the Amai Shneem Mishmoim, Oysa Shamoicher Messiah, Yipoter Mishmoor. Zog the Goen, but he's taking a half a talis. Zog the Bel state in the Goen, that he's learning in Taisus that Shamoicher in Betalis, everyone is a Neutel. And he's Neutel Mishmoor, he grabs out. And Chazal said he only could grab out with a Shmoor. Chazal said he could grab out with a shvur. Without a shvur, he can't grab out. And if the aid is Messiah me, I'm potu mishvur. If the aid is Messiah, I'm potu mishvur. So we see that the aid of Messiah, not only patus mishvur, we see that the aid of Messiah gives me a koyach ki'ilu I'm nishma, and I could collect. As is the good. So, the good is allowed to learn like that. The good is allowed to learn the Shlomoichs and the Talis. The Talis is by two people, and every guy that wants to take a chetzi, he's kiilu moitzi from that guy, and he could be moitzi with a shvua, and if he's not making a shvua, he cannot be moitzi. And the male, if the aid is messiah to him, so the Ed patters him from Shvur, so it's a raya that the Eidah Messiah not only patters from Shvur, that the koyach of the Eidah Messiah is that he could take without a Shvur.
What did you do with the first Taisus?
So, it's a different time than the Yashiv and all the Rais. Well, say something good. The Kasha is, we have the Meiris Kasha. If Taisus is learning that it's Shvua Sanoiklim, that Shteim Oichzim is Shvua Sanoiklim, So how Taisa says that the Idechot could mechayev Shimon a Shvu'a Deiraisa? Frag the Meiri, Idechot can never mechayev Shvu'a Sanoitlin. Idechot alemol patters b'Shvu'a. The Idechot alemol patters b'Shvu'a. But the Idechot can never tell you make a Shvu'a and collect money. The Idechot comes and says, Ruben, come, Shimon, pay me, give me your talis, it's mine. No, Shimon, make a Shvu'a, it's yours, and it stays by you. But that a Shvu'a de Reise will be my Timomen, Zuloi Shomanu. This is the Meiri's Kasha. This is the Meiri's Kasha. Now, this is the Meiri's Kasha. So, Mele, if we didn't see that, we never found that Idechot could mechayev Shvu'a Sanoitlin. If the Idechot cannot be mechayev Shvu'a Sanoitlin, so how the Idechot could mechayev Shimon Shvu'a Deiraisa? It's not my kasha, it's the Meiri's kasha. The kushe amuko. Those are the kasha. So to answer this kasha, I want to be masbir. It's a little bit thief, but it's so emes. Well, I think the avoider will be here if someone could explain the Meiri. It looks like the Meiri had a mistake in his kasha. It's so posh at the teretz. I'll look that the Meiri is right. It's not a shapel and the goyen. How he says it's a shvuas anoitli. Will be masbir it so close that the Meiri will look like a mistake. That's for sure. Shtaim oichzim. I'll ask you as Ashayim. We'll start. Listen to you. A person is holding a talis. Shimon is holding the talis. I come over to Shimon. Shimon, the talis is mine. I'm Reuven. Get lost. I say, have a idechot. So what is the aloche? He has to make a shvur. If he doesn't make a shvur, what happens? Again, Reuven comes over to Shimon. Your talis is mine. Shimon says, ma pitom? I have a idechot and the talis is mine. Shimon has to make a shvur. If he doesn't make a shvur, what happens? He has to give the talis to Reuven. Right? Idechot is mechayev shvur. If you don't make a shvur, the aloha is oy tishava, oy tishala. So listen carefully. Mamish mitzayet, mamish klo. Reuven is fighting with Shimon. Shimon, the talis is mine. Shimon, no, the talis is mine. The Idechot says the talis is Reuven's. Either you make a shvur, or they give it to Reuven. Okay? Now look, the same case. Reuven and Shimon, and both of them are holding the talis. And both are holding the talis. And the Idechot comes and says, it belongs to Reuven. If Shimon doesn't make a shvur, what has to happen to the talis? What? Can't hear. Everything belongs to Reuven. Okay. Shimon was holding a talis himself. And Reuven came over, the talis is mine. So Shimon, ma pitom, have a idechot. Other Shimon makes a shvur, other he leaves the talis and he gives it to Reuven. Now Reuven and Shimon are holding the talis together. And the idechot comes and says, belongs to Reuven. If Shimon will make a shvur that the talis is his, it's good. If he doesn't make a shvur that the talis is his, the whole talis belongs to Reuven. I'm asking? The whole talis belongs to Reuven if he doesn't make a shvur. Now, he wants to make a talis that the shvur is his. I'm sorry, he wants to make a shvur that the talis is his. He can't make a shvur that the whole talis is his. Because even if he will make a shvur that the whole talis is his, how much he can get the most? How much he can get the most? Huh? Only half. Because the other half is not holding in his hands. Reuven and Shimon are holding the talis together. Again, when Shimon is holding the talis himself, and Reuven says it's mine, and the Idechot says, Reuven is right, or you make a shvur, Shimon, that it's yours, or give it to Reuven. You hold it together. If you make a shvur, if you don't make a shvur, so you have to give it to Reuven. Because if you're in yourself, Shimon, you have to give it to Reuven. Because two people are holding it together, he for sure has to give it to Reuven. But if he makes a shvur, and if he makes a shvur, how much you will get? Only a half. But if he doesn't make a shvur, what will happen? So if he doesn't make a shvur, what will happen? He will lose the whole thing. Mask him. Shmuel Baruch. If he doesn't make a shvur, And if he doesn't make the shvua, so what happens? The whole thing belongs to Reuven. So now listen. So when we come into Beis Din, we tell Shimon, Shaim Oyech Zim Betalis, if you don't make a shvua deraisa, what will happen? The whole talis will belong to Reuven. So he gets up and he makes the shvua deraisa. Now what happens when he makes the shvua deraisa? And the half is his. We don't give it to him yet. Why we don't give it to him yet? Because Shaim Oyech Zim Betalis. Shaim Oyech Zim Betalis. Shaydecho never gives you a koyach to make a shvua and to take away from someone. The only thing what you could do in the shvua is not to let him to take out from you. So if Shimon will not make a shvua, what will happen? Reuven will own everything. Now that Shimon will make a shvua that Chatzi is his, what will happen? What? We'll go back to the Mishnah. What will be the din of the Mishnah? Yachloiku b'shvua, or the shvua sanoitlin that he could take a half. So he needs to make a shvua deiraisa, shvua samiftorim, to hold on to Shaim Oyech Zim. And after that, he makes a shvua sanoitlin to grab it. Now I'll explain it again. When Shimon is holding the talis himself, and Reuven is fighting, and the Eidechot says it belongs to Reuven. If you're not nishba le'akri Shimon, I'm sorry, if Shimon is not nishba le'akri shezeig, he has to give it to Reuven. B'shtay mo'ich zim, it's the same bezach. If Shimon will not make a shvua, he has to leave his talis. When he makes a shvua, he doesn't have to leave his talis, right? But now he wants Reuven to give off his hand. Reuven says, well, I don't take off my hand. And therefore, you made a shvua that you don't have to take off your hand. But I don't have to take off my hand. What shvua makes people to take off their hand? The shvua of the Mishnah, of Yachloiku b'shvua. This is like a shvua de Rabbonon, but we call it shvua sanoitli. So, Zog Reb Nochem Azay. Tesis is asking the following question. When you have Eida Mesayea, Reuven will be potu mishvua legamri. Reuven will be potu mishvua legamri. Shimon will need a shvua deiraisa. Because again, if he's not a nishba shvua deiraisa, what happens? He has to leave the talis and give it to Reuven. When he's nishba shvua deiraisa, what happens when he's nishba shvua deiraisa? Eidechon is mechayev im shvua. But if Shtayim Oyezim means that everyone is holding it, when Eidechon is mechayev shvua, he doesn't give you a koyach to collect it. He doesn't give you a koyach to collect it, to win Reuven. He only gives you a koyach to leave it by you. So he gives you a koyach to leave it by you. So you leave it by you. Aber Reuven also has his hands on it. So now you go to the second shlav that is called Midrabbanon, you do shvua sanoitlim. You could do it together. You stick it together. I'm nishba that the talis is mine.
The whole thing or half?
Chetzi.
So you should only get it.
Yeah, you're right. That is the second part. That is the second part. That I said this is the ktsais. So the ktsais? No. The mele. It's enough of them. It's so close that again, when Lugit Tzir Shimon is holding the talis on his own, and he doesn't make a shvua, the talis belongs to Reuven. So because Shtayim Oyech Zim, if Shimon doesn't make a talis, a shvua, it belongs to Reuven. Just even when Shimon makes a shvua, Zog de Meiri, when you make a shvua from Neidechot, he doesn't give you a koyach to grab it. He just gives a koyach not to take it from you. So you made a shvua that this half belongs to you, Reuven can't take it away. Without the shvua, Reuven will take the whole talis. While you made a shvua, Reuven cannot take the talis from you. So Reuven is not taking the talis away from you. But again, if we learn that it's shvua sanoitlin, you can't go back home now. You're holding on. You can't go back home. Now you make a shvuas anoikli midirabonon. And midirabonon, you collect the whole talis. And you collect the chetzi. So, man, it's not a stira. What Teisfa says, that Teisfa is asking a kasha. It's mashma in the mission that is only a shvua derabonon. If you have Eida Mesayea, the first one has to be potul mishvua, and the second one has to be chayev a shvua derayse. Frek the Meiri, how he can be chayev a shvua derayse? Arimi derayse, shvua can never give you. So we thought, Shvuas HaLoiklim, the Niftorim. But if you lose the Shvuas HaLoiklim, Frank the Meiri, how Shimon will make a Shvuas HaLoiklim and take his half? The Teres is no for sure. What he will take the half, what he will take the half, would be a Shvuas HaLoiklim, Shvuas HaLoiklim. But he would need a Shvuas HaLoiklim to hold on to the half that the Reuven will not take away the half from him. What? What? You have to know the shvur. The pashas, the baldobo is not mevatel the eidah mesayah. Never. The pashas. The mele, the chura, it's so clear that we have to understand what the Meiri is fragging on Teisvitz. The Meiri is slogging Teisvitz. How the Meiri is shlogging Teisvitz? The Meiri is coming with a shlog on Teisvitz. How Teisvitz says that it will be a shvur deiraiz, a shvur sanoiklim, lechure, eida, when a gechur is mechayiv shvur, it's never shvur sanoiklim. The Teisvitz says, avad, it's not a shvur sanoiklim. He only means on the first chelek, but he doesn't mean on the second chelek. A mitzvah liyashem, a mitzvah liyashem. We'll go to one more chelek. The Ktzois learns B'das HaRambam that Eila Mesayah doesn't patur Mishvu. Ktzois in Reish Chobbeis learns B'das HaRambam that Eila Mesayah doesn't patur Mishvu. So what is the Gemara's kasha? He doesn't learn like Rashi that Balamekach is Nehemot. So the Ktzois has one pshat. The kasha is not that Reuven will be potu, the kasha is that Shimon will be chayev a shvur deiraisa. This is the way the Ktzois and Reish Chof Beis Sivkotten Beis. The Ktzois is learning pshat lefi the Rambam that the Gemara's kasha is not like Rashi as Balamekach, not like Teisves that Reuven will be potu as Eida Mesayah potu mishvur. The kasha is that Shimon will be chayiv shvur deiraisa. Frek the Ktzois, maybe ain't a chanami? Maybe ain't a chanami? So Rav Kiveger said it was not mashma. It was mashma that both of them are chayiv the same kind of shvur. The Ktzois doesn't learn like that. So in the end of the last piece, the first shtickle of the Ktzois, Eim ain't a chanami, the nishma shvur deiraisa. Came in the Yidin in the Chodim and Tachzis the shvur sa mishne. Now I'm going to dig as chayivetz. Anyway, it's Nikita's chayivetz. So what is the kashas? The raises, the rabbonim? My nafkamina. So Teisus learned the kashas the ikir the ruven of the potu. So the Teisus and also a kashas that it's not mashma that Shimon is the rais. But the Teisus doesn't want to learn like that. So but that's a Rambam he learns that ruven is not potu. Eilam Isaiah is not potu mishvur. And the ganze kashas is that Shimon bichayv shvur the rais. For the Teisus, so Shimon bichayv shvur the rais. Who said that not? Zog the Ktzois Ageoinus. The Ktzois has a anocha like this. Zoy merkulo shili v'zoy merkulo shili yachloi. Zoy merkulo v'zoy merchetzi. What is the anocha? Zoy merkulo v'zoy merchetzi. What? Three quarters and a quarter. Why? This guy says chetzi. Give him chetzi. We said, "Val, I'm moided that a half is yours, that half goes out of the picture. Now we're fighting only on the other half. And on the other half, we do a half and a half." Zog the Ktzois, what would be the aloche Zoi Merkulo Sheli, Vezoi Merkulo Sheli. And Adim come and say, a half for sure belongs to him. The other half we don't know. But a half we know for sure belongs to him. Zog Dixoi. So if that is the case, that the Adim say a half for sure belongs to him, so now the whole fight is on the second half. So it'll be three quarters and a quarter. So the first chiddush of the Ktzayis is not only kulo v'chetzio, you do three quarters and a quarter, even v'zoi mer kulo sheli. V'zoi mer kulo sheli. V'zoi mer kulo sheli. V'zoi mer kulo sheli. And you have eidim, that a half belongs to the first person, the halacha will be that you divide it three quarters and a quarter. Frag the Ktzayis. Now be easy to understand. If Reuven and Shimon are fighting, and Shimon is holding the whole talis, and Reuven says the talis is mine, and the Eidechot said that the talis belongs to Reuven, if Shimon is not Nishba, what is the halacha? The talis belongs to who? To Reuven. Again, Reuven and Shimon are fighting. Reuven says the talis is his. Shimon says the talis is his. The Eid says like Reuven. If Shimon is not Nishma, the whole talis belongs to Reuven. Shtayim oichzim betalis. And the Eidechot says like Reuven. If Shimon is not Nishma Shvu deraisa, what happens? The whole talis belongs to who? To Reuven. Okay, is he right? Reuven and Shimon are holding a talis. And the Eidechot says that the whole talis belongs to Reuven. The whole talis belongs to Reuven. If Shimon is not Nishba, the whole talis belongs to Reuven. Now, what stayed in the Mishnah? Shtayim oichzim betalis. Zoi mer kulo sheli, vezoi mer kulo sheli. Zei shov adat chetzi aziz, vezei shov adat chetzi aziz. If the balam mekach, if the balam mekach is a idechot, if the balam mekach is a idechot, so the idechot is saying now that it belongs to Reuven. Right? The Eidechot said now that belongs to Reuven. Shimon was Nishba against him or not? Ramishna. Shtayim Rezim Betali, Zayim Akula Shili, Vizayim Akula Shili. Zayi Shova Sheheshli Bobeli Bochas Mechetzi, Zayi Shova Sheheshli Bobeli Mechetzi. Now the Balamekach comes and he says, I'm telling you it belongs to Reuven. So if Shimon is not Nishba at all, the whole Talis belongs to Reuven. So we said. Even if the talis will be only by Shimon, the whole talis will belong to Reuven. Right? What would be of in our case, Shimon gets up and he makes a shvur. And how much Shimon is Nishba? Chetzi or Nakol? What stayed in the Mishnah? What? How much is Nishba? What stayed in the Mishnah? Chetzi. So on a chetzi he never made a shvur. So that chetzi for sure belongs to Reuven. So on how much they're fighting now? Only a chetzi. So then together, only a quarter. Zog the Ktzayis, this is the Gemara's kasha. Frag the Gemara, why bezeo imer kula sheli, bezeo imer kula sheli? Zen nishba sheyesh lo bovei lo pochiz mechetzi. Vezen nishba sheyesh lo bovei lo pochiz mechetzi. Frag the Gemara, velech ze zuze memanokat, let the balan mekach to say that it belongs to Reuven. Now Shimon is only Nishba and Chetzi. Well, one thing that everyone will get the case. Shimon is only Nishba and Chetzi, as they stated in the Mishnah, because if not, it'll be Sheker. If he's Nishba more from Chetzi, it's Sheker. Because he's not getting more from Chetzi. So he's only Nishba and Chetzi. So on a Chetzi, again, Reuven is fighting with Shimon, and he says the Talis is mine. And the Eidechot says Reuven is right. If Shimon decides not to make a Shvuah, we take the talis, we give it to Reuven. Now, Lemay said, how much Shimon made a shvur? Only on chetzi. So on chetzi, he didn't make a shvur. So that chetzi, we give for sure to Reuven. Now, the other chetzi, they're fighting. So make a quarter and a quarter. This is the tiny of the Ktzayis. The Ktzayis wants to learn that this is the kasha of the Gemara Lefi the Rambam. The kasha of the Gemara is this. If we say that he have a Eidechot, not that Reuven will be part of Mishvua, Eidem Messiah doesn't part of Mishvua, but Shimon will be Mishchayim Shvua Dei Reise. And while he's not making a Shvua and more from Chetzi, and he can make a Shvua and more from Chetzi, he's not going to get more from Chetzi. So he's only making the Shvu'e and Chetzi. If he's only making the Shvu'e and Chetzi, so the other Chetzi, Reuven wins for sure. If Shimon will decide not to make a Shvu'e at all, what will happen? So the whole thing will go to Reuven. Now Shimon will tell Shimon, listen, and the whole thing, don't make a Shvu'e because I'm not going to give you the whole thing. How much are you planning to give you? Chetzi. So you make a Shvu'e and how much? Chetzi. So the other Chetzi, you decided not to answer the aid? You're not answering? Got it, it's yours. Again, if you don't answer the aid, we take the whole talis from you, right? Reuven comes over to Shimon, the talis is mine. Shimon says, I don't want to make a Shvu'e. What does Beis Din do? They come over, they take the talis and they give it to Reuven. Now, Reuven can make a Shvu'e, Shimon can make a Shvu'e on the whole thing, because he's not getting the whole thing. So he makes the Shvu'e and Chetzi. We'll tell him 1 second. He said the whole thing is his. Chetzi is mine. Okay, Chetzi you didn't answer, Chetzi is for sure his. Now you're fighting another Chetzi. And the other Chetzi make a quarter and a quarter. What? Oh, Zogdin is Sivas, but Elish is tiny. So the Maisa, how much you'll give him? A quarter. So how much you'll make a Shvu'e? And a quarter, so they give him an eight. So how much you make a Shvu'e and an eight? Kick him out. So Bemele does, as if I did a Sivas. So maybe does the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's Kasha is, how you say Bishnai Moichzin Yachloiku Beshvu'e if they Dechot says that it belongs to Reuven? Now, more from a half you can give him. Because Reuven is a Muchzik. But a Shvu'e you never collect. So more from a half you can give Shimon. So Shimon can only make a Shvu'e and a half. So that half you never answer. It's out. Now we're fighting and a half. You get a quarter. So you only make a Shvu'e and a quarter. So we gave him this quarter. And a quarter and an eighth. So the Mele does the Gemara's Kasha.
Making
a Shvu'e
by Kofas.
But what?
Not Moide.
I didn't say you Moide, but again, show. If I come over to Beis Din and I say, your jacket is mine. I have a Eidechot. If you did not say Shvu'a, it's mine, you lose it. Maski or not? Lamesh aher ahink. Lamaisa, I'm saying your jacket is mine. If you don't make a Shvu'a that the jacket is yours, you have to take off the jacket and give it to me. Maski? Shtaimoyz and Metalis. The Eidechot says it belongs to Reuven. Shimon says, listen, I want to make a Shvu'a. They tell him, listen, you only can make a Shvu'a on what you get. You make a Shvu'a and a half. So on a half, you didn't answer the Eidechot. If you would not answer at all, you would lose the whole talis.
It's tiny on
the tiny gahel, tiny gahim. And what you made a shvur? How much you are makhish the aid? Chetzi? So, what was it? If you don't makhish the aid, you lose the talis? Masking. Zog diktzois. If you make a shvur and chetzi, the other chetzi, you will never makhish the aid. So that you lost. If we say that when I lose a half, the fight moves to the second half. Right? This is the Anoche of Diktzois. That if Steinmeier is in the Talis, and two Eidim will come and say that the Talis belongs Chetzi to him, they know for sure. So the as they be cool of a Chetzi, the Machleikis moves to the Chetzi, and you get a quarter. If this goes out of the Parsha, the Machleikis moves to the second half, and you divide it. So b'meile frech diktzois, if I'll make a shvur and a chetzi, for sure I lost. So b'meile, I don't deserve a chetzi. Because I didn't makrish the end and the chetzi, so I deserve, so the whole fight removes right away to only a half. So I only get a quarter. And so then I see this, it's a carrier. So if I get only a quarter, I make a shvur and a quarter. If I get a shvur and a quarter, so I was not makrish the end, so and then I will lose the whole talis. Avada, I don't think that Thesis meant it. Thesis mashma that this guy be potu and this guy be shvur de reis. But that's a Rambam, the Thesis is saying a shtikul teichet. But that's a Rambam, the Thesis is saying a shtikul teichet. Rav Shach said once that why are Rebbe is a Thesis? He said, when we learn such a Thesis, Rav Shach said, it's not only the pshat that the way the Ktzeis is like explaining that this is good for the Gemara's Kasha, the Lechzi. Yeah. We're very misupik if this is what the Gemara meant, the Lechzi. Yeah? But the Ktzeis is mechanichos, it's not the Pshat, it's a Shtikul Teichet. If the Ktzeis is right, we have to think like that in the Sugya. The Ktzeis is bringing a problem in the Sugya here. If there is a Kriach of Eidechot, and the Aloch is, you have to answer him. And if the halach is you don't answer, you lose. And if when you lose, the din teira starts to move to the second chelek. So the ksais is right. And Magia here brings down number 211 from the Nesivas. The Nesivas said he has a way to answer to shlug of the ksais. That even if you only nishba and chetzi, when you nishba and chetzi, you said the eidechot is a shakha, right? So the whole eidechot blows up. When I come and say the talis is mine, Shimon says it's his. So if Shimon makes a shvua, he wins. If he doesn't make a shvua, he loses. If he makes a shvua, even that 1 inch is his, so he said that the eidechot is shakha. So from his point, the eidechot is commander lesser. Again, this is your old kasha before. I said it's two different zachen. This is clapping me, this is clapping him. That's the same kasha from 27 minutes ago. Yeah? Why is Eidem Messiah? It's Andre Kasha. Here we are, talking to the Sivas Andre Vol. Val de Eidechot is a makrishim, even al chetzi. So I'm saying you're a shaker. What is the time of the choice? But on the other half, I was not makrishim, I lost. It doesn't work like that. If I'm against him, he's off. If I don't answer him, he wins. The Ksai says no. He won in this half, and now we're fighting in the other half. It's really late.